around for them to businesses for them to switch to more energy efficient appliances.
In the last 48 hours or so, you would have read from various media reports about that attack on the world's largest liquefaction facility over in Qatar, this Ras Laffan facility in Qatar, as well as the Haq facility on the Iran side. These have very serious implications for all of us. And even as we look at it, there doesn't seem to be any end to the hostilities, even though notwithstanding the fact that President Trump said it was going to be a short war. Even if tomorrow the war stops, the rebuilding of this Ras Laffan facility would take between 3 to 5 years. One of the things that perhaps our citizens, you know, our residents living here and the businesses can do would be to help us as we hunker down for them to, businesses, for them to switch to more energy efficient appliances, adopt energy conservation measures, notwithstanding the fact that we're getting warmer, but to turn up the temperatures in the AC a little bit more. At the same time, when you're not using it, switch off or switch to other alternatives. For those with the ability to adopt solar panels, please find the opportunity to do so. While we have set up diversification supply chains from different countries, in addition to the Middle East, we've also established a stockpile. You can see the facility here itself. I think we have to acknowledge the fact that our country is very small. No matter how much stockpile we want to put in or we aspire to have, there is a constraint in terms of our own space. So I think we need to be realistic about it.